There it goes.
I'm waiting for it to come up on my end.
It's literally no background. It's just nothing. It is so.
Oh, I see it now.
I am just not prepared today.
Wow. At all. We're so professional.
We really are. It's so crazy.
That's great. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be a good one, guys. I hope you're ready for this.
What's up, chat? You think it's gonna be a good one? I think it's gonna be a disaster. But if
it's gonna be a disaster, look.
But as long as you have some kind of faith, maybe it'll be so bad it's good. You know?
That's what I'm saying. We gotta have our B movie moment, you know.
Yeah.
This might be the day. This might be the day.
Shout out to the chat. See you guys. Hope you're all doing well. Let's switch over to this screen.
Shout out to our patrons. Yep. All from Patreon. I don't know why you guys stick with us, honestly. The content be kind of dry over there. Sorry about that.
I mean, we do what we can.
We do what we can. Shout out to
Shout out to the patrons. Love you guys. Yep. You'll get some content very soon, you know. Well, we're on it. You gotta let them know we're on it.
We're on it.
Yeah.
I'd be beating more games out here so I can write more reviews for the Patreon. So that's, you know.
Yes.
That's where I'm at right now.
Look, it's one of those days. I'm not even gonna fight you on it. You got it, Char. You got it.
You already fought me yesterday, so you know.
True. Maybe that's what it is. Like, all my energy was spent on you yesterday. I'm just like,
okay,
you got it.
It can't be just on me, though. There's no way it was just on me.
It was on a lot.
You were fighting people in the chat. You were fighting people in the call. And then I came in.
It was wild. I had a night last night. I am tired. So Char is going to carry hard today. I expect it.
I don't know about the hard carry. I'll definitely try. I'll try my best. That's all you can ask.
If you got like a little fanny pack or a little backpack, just let me slide in there. You carry. just let me do a little dive.
What am I, a kangaroo? What the fuck?
Just let me dive in real quick.
I'm a kangaroo now, apparently. What the fuck is this shit?
You're the mama. God. You're the mama kangaroo.
God damn it. You're supposed to be the mom. Shit.
I know, right?
All right, fine. Got the back. Erica handed me the backpack and she jumped right in there.
Definitely.
welcome back to the backlog. I'm one of your hosts, Char, and my other co-host who doesn't want to host today is Erica. AKA Erica's for the win on all of the things. And I'm Drin Pixeled on all of the things. So we are back here today. This is episode 58. Mm-hmm. We have some topics, although as you can probably already hear from our conversation, we have no fucking clue where this one's going. So this is going to be great. I hope you're ready for a wild ride of just us shooting the shit, probably going on tangents, and just overall fucking up whatever this podcast is already.
See, you downplay yourself so much. You're an excellent host. You're like the best.
What?
You're the best. That's the intro.
Actually, I think that's the best intro I think I've ever done in my life.
Facts.
Yeah. So I guess we'll just get right into it. We always try to get into these. Before we get into our topics, we always try to do a little bit of what are we playing? So I want to ask Erica, because she's been playing a little bit out there. Erica, what have you been playing? Because, you know, I've been playing a lot, and I'm just going to go off for 20 minutes. So I'm going to let you go first this time. How about that?
Yeah, let me say something before you go off, you know, on a whole ass hour long.
I'm not going to go off on a whole ass hour long thing, okay? Just tell me the people what you've been playing.
All right, so last time we were here, I mentioned how I was about to start Metroid the following day. I was like, I'm getting my power cord. It's coming. I'm going to play it tomorrow. So I played it the next day. I beat it, like, gosh, within 5 days or something like that. Maybe a week. Yeah. And it was awesome. It was awesome. I really enjoyed that game. I want to do a proper review for the channel, but I'll just tell you guys, like, it was a great Metroid game. If you love Metroid, I mean, you're gonna love it. They did a lot of things right. The movement on Samus is something else. My gosh, she feels good to control. Yeah, she feels great. The sliding,
It looks good too.
the screw attack, all the stuff that she does, the morph
What is it?
ball. Yeah, but you just keep spinning and spinning and
Well, there's that, but then also you have, don't you have full range of like your where you're shooting and everything too?
full range. Oh yeah, just the way you control her, yeah, her cannon and everything. Oh, it's so right. It's so good to where you, when you die, it's like it's on you. Rarely did I ever feel like, at all, if at all, did I feel like, oh, these controls made me die, or that didn't feel right. Like, no, it was me. It's like, no, Erica, you messed up. So I feel like the controls were just really nice, really responsive. Just a really tight feeling game as far as like movement and controls, and it was great. I would say maybe the music could have been a bit better. Little bit. Like, I feel like that would have added a lot more. But honestly, I don't have a lot of criticisms. Not too much. I beat it like in, I think, 12 hours I beat it, but
Not bad, not bad.
that's kind of long. I know some people beat it in like 8 hours, 9 hours,
Yeah, I've been
10.
hearing lots of people be like, 8 hour game, fucking $60, fuck this shit. I'm like, God damn it, you
The
fucking.
reason mine is 12 at only
Did you
30.
explore?
I did, but I only had 35% item collection. 35%, which is low for that time. That's kind of low. I had a lot of AFK moments. There's times I was like working on things, doing videos, recording, like, and I would just leave the game on. So at my time's a little inflated, just to warn people. You probably will beat it quicker than that. But yeah, man, bosses were good. The last boss was really good. It's on my channel if you guys want to see me fight it, and it was awesome. I fully expect it to be nominated for Game of the Year. I see Dave in the chat. It's gotta be. I think it should be. It deserves it. It's awesome. And then,
It's definitely going to be on the list for sure.
yeah, that's my prediction. And I made that prediction without even playing it yet, because I just figured from the response of the other fans that played it already and what we were talking about last week with Dave and what he was saying, I'm like, it should be there. And then I played it and it was confirmed now. I'm like, yes, it deserves it. But
Yeah,
other than
see,
that,
you've got.
some Battlefield. You saw me last night tearing it
I
up.
did.
Tearing it up.
You were.
Battlefield 5. I'm just ready for the new one because
Spawn killing noobs in the battlefields. I love it.
I still don't know if I for sure spawn killed somebody.
I feel like you did. I feel like that dude didn't move before you saw him, and then you shot him, and then it was over.
Like I told you.
This kid was AFK, and Erica shot him in the head. Like, literally.
I told you last night, because Char, we were in a Discord call, and Char was watching my stream as I played, and you said to me, like, yeah, I think you just spawn killed that dude. Like, that was rude. And I'm like, hey, man, that ain't my
I don't
fault.
know. I don't know.
That ain't my
Maybe they
problem.
were AFK. I have no idea.
So are you telling me if you were me, would you have spared him?
No.
Why are you making me feel bad about it then?
It's, I don't know. Just put it out. It's funny as hell.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. I don't know for sure. I think he was just aiming at something and didn't see me. That's what I think. But anyways,
He was aiming right at you. If
he
he had
was?
seen anything, he would have shot you.
Hey, not my problem. No, but we were playing. I had a good time. I'm just getting ready for the new one. Actually, the new one was supposed to have come out yesterday, but remember, it got delayed a month. So I have
Yeah,
that
that's why I thought
itch.
you were playing it.
Yeah, you did think it was a new one. You did. Yeah.
I knew it was coming out soon. I just didn't know when.
There was a trailer. I didn't have this as part of the topics, but there was like a
No, there
specialist
was.
trailer that was released for the new Battlefield 2042, where it showed off the classes that are new. And it's getting a lot of dislikes and a lot of controversy because some
How
stuff.
many classes are there?
There's like six, I think, something like that. But a couple of them look really OP, and it looks like it could break the experience. So
Shit.
I'm holding my breath. I don't know. I'm kind of indifferent at the moment, but there are people who are like, no, this looks bad. So we'll see. We'll see how that works out. But I'm just playing the old Battlefields, kind of getting ready for the new ones, and I've been looking at some Halo stuff as well. I miss Halo Infinite, Char. I want to play that game too. I'm just waiting for these multiplayers to come because I
And
need
they're
it.
all gonna drop in the same time.
And you're gonna play with me. You're gonna play Halo with me. It's free to play, Char. No excuses. None.
What is it on again?
PC, Xbox.
Fine.
Let me get the super chat, then you can go for your hour-long explanation of all the games you've been playing. Hannibal, this is Char hosting. This is now officially the drip log. Okay. I guess you got some drip? I don't know.
Hannibal has not stopped calling me drip pixeled for like, I don't know, like since we talked about it, since I wore your merch on stream.
Oh, that's where it came from. Got it. Got it.
Was yeah, it's great. Apparently I have the drip. I don't know. I don't think I do. I wear the same two shirts and pants.
Same two shorts.
Two shorts. I've got two shorts too, so that works. Same
Oh,
two shorts.
shoot.
Same two
So,
shorts, you know.
Char with the drip. I like it. I like it.
That was all? That was it? That's all you've been playing? Really? I thought you've been playing something
Oh,
else.
no. Okay, so I started Ender Lilies. I started
Oh,
that.
well, really? I didn't see you do. Oh,
I
shit.
didn't
Okay.
stream it. I'm mad early.
Oh.
I beat like one boss. I was saving to stream it, but then I didn't after all. But cool so far. I'm so early though. I don't think I could really say much about it. And what I feel like there was something else maybe I'm missing. Oh, this is gonna surprise a lot of people. I actually started dabbling in Diablo 2. The remaster or whatever.
What?
I have it and I played it. I'm like level 12 or something like that. Yeah.
Okay, well, we don't like Blizzard out here, but
I know. I know. I
what?
know. Super random. People are gonna be like, huh?
What?
No one's gonna believe me, but that's been like my
What?
on the low. I've been playing it on the low a little bit.
She's playing Diablo. Yeah! Oh
Almost
my God!
forgot. I almost forgot. Yeah, I started that like a week
Holy
ago or
shit.
something.
Holy shit. I need to get on that one because I want to
We
play
could play
Diablo. I think I
together.
got I mean, yeah. I think I got like my friend to like give me like a bootleg version and we played it a bit and it's kind of fire. Like Diablo 2 got fire,
Listen, low key.
Those are my shit though. That kind of action like top down like action like that's my shit. I love those games.
I feel like Diablo is one of those games where, like, when I would watch it didn't motivate me to play it. You know, some games you have to play it to like have it get into
Oh
your
yeah, for
brain.
sure. That whole action genre was like, I saw it and I was like, why do people like this? Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
This is stupid. And then I played Diablo 3 with friends and I was like, this is the shit. Like, this is great. And then I couldn't stop playing. Like, I always have like some kind of like that kind of action RPG kind of experience just waiting in the wings for when I want to play it. Because it's like, I don't know, they're like popcorn games, but like you get so into them. I was like, ah, so good.
Yeah, it's doing things, man. It's clicking a little bit, so I've been experimenting a bit.
Experimenting, y'all. She's experimenting. Oh my
go
God.
go ahead and get that super from
Yeah. All
Tunde.
right. Yeah, let me see. Tunde says, Shar, are you playing SMT5? I've never played an SMT game in my life. I am interested in five, but I'm not sure if I'm gonna I have so many games right now. It's on my radar, but I don't know if I'll pick it up day one or anything. Or sorry, not it's already out, but like I don't know if I'm gonna pick it up anytime soon, I should say. And then BK says, Char, put this toward the massage that's needed for caring tonight. JK, you guys are doing my favorite streamers, content creators, people. Much love and respect. Did I say BK? I said BK. Yeah.
Yeah, BK. Thank you, BK.
Thank you.
Shout out
Thank
to
you both.
you. Appreciate you.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm done. Now it's all
Diablo
you.
2. Diablo. Somebody said it in chat, but what class did you go with, man?
Oh,
We gotta know.
I went with my big boy barbarian. That's not
That's
surprising.
what I'm talking
That's not
about.
surprising, right? That's all
This is why
Erica
we're friends, y'all. This is why we're friends right here. She went, that's a big
like.
ass sword. Give me that big
Give
ass
me
sword.
them
That's what's up.
axes. Give me all of
Yes.
it. Yeah, he's a tank.
Oh my
He's a
God.
beast.
Yes. That's what's up,
I just
dude.
picked up this helmet where it's like oh gosh, what is it? It's like
Oh my God.
barbarian only helmet. I was like so hype. I got it. It was cool.
Oh my God. Y'all.
We gotta
Dude, if we can
play.
get. Oh my god, we get up. Okay, sorry. No, but Ender Lilies, that'd be fun. I look forward to your review on your channel for that. So,
whoa! I don't know if I'm gonna review it. Relax.
I'm just saying, like, you know, if you enjoy it or something.
Don't promise things I can't, you know, don't make promises I can't keep. Sure.
Damn. Fine, whatever. At the very least, we're going to get a tweet. Ender Lilies was good, you know.
Something, whatever. Yeah, something.
Yeah. All right, what have I been playing? What have I been playing, y'all? Oh my god. Fuck if I know. Fucking
Monster Hunter?
Anything? Fucking Monster Hunter. Fucking Monster Hunter, bro. Oh my god. I'm deep in Monster Hunter now. It's a problem. Yeah, I was playing Monster Hunter yesterday. I played a little bit of Generations Ultimate with my friend, who's actually in chat right now, Take Blade. But yeah, we played GU, and it's fucking hard as balls because it's one of the older Monster Hunter. Not older, but it's like the older systems. It's not like Rise at all. So yeah, it's fun. I like it. It's great.
Do my camera
a lot of grind. Sure. What else have I been playing? Oh, I've been slowly still making my way through Xenoblade Chronicles.
Hold on,
very
guys.
Slowly.
Dude, don't look at the podcast right now. You're double charm. You know, I'm gonna leave it like
yes.
this. I'm gonna leave it like
oh
this.
My oh my god. Double the char, people will love it. Okay.
Double
wait,
the
hold
char,
on.
Go ahead.
Okay. What else have I been playing? Oh yeah. I said Xenoblade Chronicles. Played a tiny bit of Rise the other day. Tiny bit. Stop it. I can't with you, dude. And then what else? Shit. Final Fantasy 14.
Oh, more?
Genshin. Yeah. I played a little bit yesterday.
You're up on all that stuff, man.
Genshin Impact. I've been going hard on Genshin Impact off stream. What else? Shit. There was something else. I don't remember. I beat those two other games do you call them? I guess I beat Flood of Light.
Oh, those the ones you padding with, is that what you're talking about?
Shut the fuck up.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
shut up.
The patterns.
They're padding. Okay. I gotta keep on track for my 30 for 30. What did I say? Fuck.
You should call it 30 for 30, because that's an ESPN 30 show. Yeah.
I guess so.
Or 30
I
under 30, because you wanted to do 30 before you 30. Turned 30. But you're already at like 32 or something like that, right?
No. I don't. Well, it's to birthday.
Oh.
Right. So it's okay. Not. I don't count January and February, which are the highest ones. I've got like, what was it? 6 in February and 5 in January or something. It's ridiculous out there. So I gotta keep, like, I gotta do at least, like, what I masked it out. It's, like, average two a month or something. So, I mean, I gotta keep up on that.
Right.
And I don't have to, but I want to. So there's that. But, shit, yeah. So I played Flood of Light, which is a kind of, like, a puzzle game. I'm kind of sad, though, because, like, the ending, the real ending, only happens when you get 100%, which is a pain in the ass. It's basically a puzzle game for people who don't know. It's like an indie puzzle game. And then I played Kukiyomi, which is like, it's English is like considerate.
Okay.
And it's like, think like WarioWare, but like you are in situations that you need to be considerate in.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like,
give an example. Like, what's the situation that happens?
There's one. Okay, there's one where you're. So you can only move whatever is red in the thing, and it's like really quick because it's like WarioWare. So it's like bam, bam, bam. One of them is you're on the train and you're controlling a person who's sitting on a train, and someone beside you moves onto your shoulder because they've fallen asleep.
Okay.
And you can move your character to, like, you know, move away from them, or you could just let it happen, be considerate and lend them your shoulder for a second, you know what I mean?
So what did you do?
I didn't do anything. I let them sleep there.
And is there like consequences to this stuff? So if you move, something happens?
Well, sometimes The animation's really funny. Anyways, but no, so you do 100 of these situations. There's 100 of them. After
100.
the 100, right? It takes like 30-ish minutes. It's really fast. So it's like 100 situations, and after the 100 situations, it gives you like a graph of like empathy and like quick like how quick you were to like react in that situation, and then like other stats. It gives you like stats of like how considerate you are.
What the hell? So
But
that's the
like,
whole game, just
it's the
how
whole, well,
considerate.
there's other modes. So there's considerate mode, and then there's inconsiderate mode, where you can just do whatever the fuck you want, which is really fucking funny. One of my favorite ones is you're a kid in your bed, and it's like Christmas, and then Santa like walks onto the screen, and what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to sleep so that Santa can give you presents. But I didn't touch anything, and the kid just looked at Santa, and Santa just slowly moved off the screen.
What the heck?
It was so funny. You have to watch my VOD of it. It's
Where are
so
you playing
fucking
this game?
hilarious.
Steam?
It was on Switch.
Oh, it's on the Switch.
There's like one, two, and then there's like a mother father one, which I don't even know. It's really, I don't
That
even know
sounds
what that
kind of
one would be.
wild. I don't
It
know.
sounds so funny though.
So
So yeah.
the one with the sleeping on the shoulder, if that were the re in the real, would you let him
I
sleep?
probably let it happen. Yeah.
That would be like awkward. I don't know what I would do. I guess it would depend who. I don't know. I guess I would.
What are you gonna
But
do? You're gonna shake them awake and be like, yo.
I gotta go.
You're gonna elbow them? You would elbow them.
I'll shake. Shake of the shoulder. I'll take the next exit,
Shaking the
even if it's
shoulder.
not my exit. I'd be like, oh, this ain't my stop, but I'm le I gotta go, man. I gotta go.
My God. Sorry. We totally forgot to get this thing. T-Rex says it takes two stream when you do. Thank you for that, T-Rock. I'm sorry, we didn't catch it earlier.
Good question. I don't know. To be honest, man, Char, to be honest
What?
today, because the way I was feeling, like, man, I don't know, man, I'm so out of energy. This podcast, I was like, maybe we should just game today. I almost hit you up, but you were asleep, and like, we couldn't
Of
plan
course, I was
that.
asleep.
Yeah, we couldn't pl see with the time difference, it's hard to plan. It's too late of a notice. Yeah, the people's elbow. Give them the people's elbow. No,
My God.
yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's ever gonna happen. I do have the game. It's here. I got it. But we'll
You
see.
do.
Yeah,
Yeah.
see what's
Sorry
up.
for that random tangent. Totally forgot we missed that. But yeah, that's all I've really been playing, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Consider it on the Switch. That would be a Switch game.
Do I even call it's like that really weird like line of like do I call it a game or do I not, you know?
Like a point and click thing.
It's like an interactive experience, if it
Interactive
were.
experience. Yeah, you
You
just
know what I
press a
mean?
button or something. Do you move a character at all, or is it just button pressing?
Well, the different situations have you moving different parts in the picture, you know what I mean? So it's like I said, anything that's red in the picture, you move. Like it's different objects, it's different people, it's different like things, like yeah.
Did you stream it?
Yeah, I have a whole VOD.
I gotta find it. Is it
I
this?
saved it. It's
Yeah.
highlighted.
What
You
I'll
can
do
find it
is
in my highlights.
I'll switch us and then I'll look for it. But yeah,
I'm
we'll
gonna
see.
switch us and look. You're gonna put
Yeah.
it up? It's super funny.
I
I was
kind of want
dying.
to see it now. I wish I knew about this beforehand.
It's so good. You want me to send you the link? I can send you the link.
I'm assuming it's the stream before the one I was just showing.
Well, if you go, don't do the stream because I actually like
Okay,
cut it up.
send me a link then. Send me a link.
Oh, son of a bitch.
In the meantime, let's say hi to the chat. Jalen, I know I've seen you in here. He said, I hope I feel better. I think he said that. Somebody said that.
Somebody said
Appreciate
that. Somebody
it.
said something.
Jay Gott was here. Dave, of course, shout out to Dave. He was a guest on our last show, which was awesome. BK, of course, Hustle was here. Shout out to the troubleshooters, my guys. Spencer's here. Leaky. That was funny. I was listening back to last episode because I wanted to make sure I had my list of Game of the Year nominees right because I tweeted it,
Right,
right?
right, right. Yeah.
And during that conversation, you're like, oh, look at the leaky list. I don't know why that made me laugh, but it just made me laugh. The leaky list. Yeah,
Leaky list.
I was like, the leaky list. But yeah, because he had put his in the
In the chat,
chat. And Fonz is here. What up, Fonz? Shout out to you. It's somebody I would like to have on the podcast at some point. Fonz is great. And then we got Sekiro King. See you in here too. And people are shocked about Diablo. I had a feeling about
Of
people are
course
gonna
they're
be
shocked about
shocked.
Diablo. Are you fucking kidding me? Take a look at your channel, take a look at your content. Tell me that somebody from the outside wouldn't be shocked of you playing a fucking ARPG.
It's like
Come on.
it's the same thing with like Final Fantasy 14. It's kind of like one of those. It's like, really? Like, 'cause that's just not
Final Fantasy
something.
14's way out there.
That's
Way
just
out
not
there for
something
you.
I play, yeah. I'm gonna need you a Twitter DM the link.
Fucking fuck.
Because I got the
Fuck, man.
cameras, they're gonna see our personal
Oh
DM, the
my God.
receipts. Remember those
Our
receipts you were talking
personal
about?
DM. Yeah, I got the receipts,
That's a
bro. Let's
private
go.
conversation, damn it.
I do have them receipts, man. Oh, what the f— Now everything's gonna break. Watch,
We
you
could get
watch.
into a
Everything's gonna
topic
break.
though, I guess, and I'll just play that in the background or something.
I literally— How do I do this? How do I even— Oh, Twitter DMs are so annoying, man.
Yeah,
There you go.
I know you're not a fan, but
There you go. Yeah. You might have to click in like 3-ish minutes, because that's when it actually starts. But
got it. So let's I'm gonna show this game for the stream.
yep.
And you guys can,
Game.
yeah, this game, and then we can
Game.
get on to like one of these topics, I
Hey,
guess.
man. If it's on How Long to Beat, I'm putting it on. I'm putting it on there.
Is that
But I guess.
kind of your, sorry to interrupt, but is that kind of like your measurement? Like if it's on that site, it counts kind of thing?
I mean, everything's gonna be on that site though, so
Yeah.
yeah.
What?
I mean, yeah, I wanna count it because it's so fucking funny.
What are we looking at here, Shar?
That's what I'm saying.
Why are there
Dude.
just like in the leg spread?
Oh, you— Oh, it linked you
What is
into the— No, it linked you into like the middle of the thing, but you can just click around, honestly. It's
that? Number
fucking hilarious.
16. So it goes through different 100 scenarios, right?
There's 100 scenarios. Yeah. And it like judges your considerateness every like 5, I think. It's like in groups of 5, basically.
I wish I had this ready. I kind of want to play this through the whole damn backlog right
But
now.
like, it's some of them are hard because you don't know what you're— I mean, you know what you're controlling, but you don't know what you're doing necessarily, you know what I mean? So
Right.
like, it's like you have like a split second to decide what you're gonna do.
Right, let me ask the chat.
It's hella funny.
This count as a games beat on the list? Would you guys count this? How long did it take you? Half an hour?
Like half-ish, yeah. It's like, but that's only like the first, like that's only the one, like the first considerate. Then there's other like modes and stuff. There's actually— this game has got couch co-op mode.
Really?
Yeah,
What?
I haven't tried it obviously because I don't have anybody to play with. But it's— if I ever bring my Switch somewhere, I'm gonna play with somebody. It's gonna be
These scenarios are just like one,
great. Dude,
two,
do you like how I
three.
brought her? Do you like how I brought her to RoboCon? That was great, man. Oh my God,
I
that
like
was
how
great.
you
There's so
did.
many.
Oh, that scenario right there, that's factual. But dude, gotta stand towards closest to the street.
That's what I'm saying.
For our audio listeners right now, there was just these little two little characters, a girl and a boy, and Shar, I guess, made the decision to walk closest to the street on the sidewalk to protect the girl.
I'm a gentleman. What can I say?
Shar was a complete gentleman, and that's how it should be, right? That's the etiquette. Yeah.
Yes.
So I see what you're doing. I
People
see
in
it.
chat saying it shouldn't count, bro. It's so funny to put on the list, though.
Your
I'm gonna
list,
put it
you
on.
know, Char's list is so big. It's like it don't even matter. Even if you didn't count this, it's
I
your.
just told you how I'm counting the list. I need
I
to get
know,
games in there.
I know, I know.
Unless I really go off in December or something. That's the only thing.
I'm watching you. You're getting a kick out of this game. That's too funny. I'm
Dude,
gonna have to go back and watch it.
I was literally dying, and I was trying not to laugh too hard because it was late at night, but like I was literally in tears at some points. Like it was so funny. I didn't know about the samurai
Low
though.
key,
I know I'm behind.
I kind of want to play it, low key.
It's hilarious.
So you have to keep up with her. I see you're walking with her again. You have to keep up with her as she's walking. Oh, who's in the back?
Yeah, I know. There's some random ass characters every
What
once
the
in a while. You're like,
heck?
what is this?
Weird. Okay. So, anyways,
Yeah.
I'll let it play through. What topic do we want to talk about?
I don't know. Over this? Were you going to talk about a topic over this?
Dude, why not, man? It's one of those kind of shows, man. Why not? What do you want to talk about? Should we talk about Elden Ring? That's so random. Let's talk about Elden Ring.
She's watching this shit now.
I don't even know what's happening in this game, quote unquote.
It's so fucking good, dude. I'm sorry.
There's people making out. Are you supposed to intervene? What do? You walk around?
Yeah.
Wait. This is called Considerate, right?
What's the title?
You said something.
Something
like that.
Oh, consider it. Like, consider and the word, and then separate it. Like,
okay,
not the
words.
Actual full word. Yeah, the two words. Consider it.
But what I just saw right now for the audio listeners, there's two people making out, and Char was walking by with their character and then chose to just walk around them. I just call this game Minding Your Own Goddamn Business. I mean, what are you doing here? Like, you walking by somebody making out, what do they want you to do? Join in? What's going on? What's going on here?
Some of them are so weird, though.
Are you supposed to tap them and say, like, can you guys please not make out? Like, what?
I don't know. I don't know if you'd be able to walk into them. I think that'd be really
You
should
have tried. You definitely should have tried that.
Stumble
into them.
I was being considerate.
I feel like I gotta stream this now.
Right?
How much was it?
It's like $6.
For a half an hour? What the?
You played Metroid Dread and people have a problem with that, so come on.
Oh, that's not even the same, Char.
There's number two actually was on sale. I don't know if it's on sale still. It was on sale. It's like $4 or something for number two.
I feel like this podcast has turned into a watch party for this game.
I mean, yeah?
What the freak is this?
I love it so much.
It's too funny.
I'm not comparing it to Metroid Dread. I'm comparing it to the fact that people have problems with the game being $60 for how long it is. And then I buy a game that's $6 and Erica's like, $6 for 30 minutes? But like,
hell
it's
yeah.
More than 30 minutes because it's got co-op and also different modes. But also, it's hella funny and I had a really good time you know,
that's a good stream. If it's a good streaming game, I mean, what's this when you're at the bar? What's up? You didn't grab the drink? What the fuck was that? What was that? I could watch this all day. Maybe we should switch man.
I couldn't. I didn't know what the controls were for half of them. So, like, you know, I'm like pressing A, I'm pressing directional buttons, by the time I do it, it's so, yeah, it was so slow.
This is too funny. I highly encourage
so
our audio listeners to find this episode. If no other episode, come to this episode on my YouTube, Ericuts for the Win. Look it up and find episode 58 and just watch this gameplay because this is hilarious. Or look up this game on YouTube, I guess.
Yeah, please look up this game on anything. It's really funny.
It's too freaking
It just keeps
funny.
Going. Like, it just keeps going, too. Like, yeah, it's a good one.
I swear, I just want to watch this. Let me switch the screens, because I'll be looking at this the whole
switch
freaking time.
Back.
Yeah, let me go. That's too funny.
Y'all can go find the VOD on my channel on Twitch. You can go find me and you can watch me die because it's literally, I think there's one that cracked me so hard we had to clip it. It was so funny.
You know what? At the very least, if I don't buy this game or play it, I could just react to yours on stream.
That's true. You
it's only
could
half
react
an hour.
To mine.
I mean, that'd be fun.
God knows it's not the first time you've reacted to a stream of mine.
Right. So, oh man, that was funny. That cheered me up, man. I appreciate you bringing up that game.
Here we go.
Let's talk about Elden Ring, though. It got delayed.
Sure. When is it now? Is next year? They're not confirmed the date or what?
Well, it was January 22nd. That was the original date, and then now it's February. Oh God, I don't even remember Elden Ring.
February something.
New date. 25th. So about a month.
Month and a bit.
Mm-hmm. About a month, and you know, I was a little shocked because they had recently did like these interviews saying they're on track, they're in the final stages of development and stuff like that.
Sure.
So I was like, oh, they're gonna make it. This is gonna be one of those games that makes it, you know, and it's not gonna get delayed and stuff, but nope. Just a
Nope.
month just to kind of tidy up. They said something like they, I guess I'm paraphrasing, but kind of said something like, yeah, I got ambitious and they're trying to make sure they get it together, get it
Yeah.
ready.
No.
I guess I could look up the original, their actual statement,
The
but
thing?
yeah,
Yeah.
the thing. As with any delay, when it's a game I'm really looking forward to, part of me is disappointed. It's only a month though, so it's like, Erica, get over it. But
Yeah.
typically I do, I'm always torn. I'm like disappointed, but it's like, well, it'll be worth it, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll be good. Let me read it. Important message. It said Elden Ring will release on February 25th, 2022, as the depth and strategic freedom of the game exceeded initial expectations. So the depth, this open world depth, it's like, man, it's going deep. It's going deep. So the initial expectations, they're like, wow, we gotta take some more time on this. Let's get it right. So I trust them. It should be fine. They also announced a network test in November. There's going to be a few days where you can get in there and do like PvP stuff, I think. My throat
Nice.
is messing up. And yeah, we could check out the game. So I think you could still sign up, if I'm not mistaken. So check that out. Go to Elden Ring or Bandai.
I forgot it's
And
Bandai.
yeah,
So
it's
weird.
Bandai. So that
Odd.
happened. Not a lot of people complaining or anything like that from what I've seen,
I feel like
because
it's just a thing that happens at this point, you know?
it's so common. And I think people are more open to it now just because games, they come out so broken. Like, you know, obviously Cyberpunk and stuff like that. And everyone's just more relieved. Like, okay, it's better than having that. So why not? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. What do you think? Because I know you're interested in the game. I mean, do you mind
I am
waiting?
interested. I don't mind waiting, honestly. Do you think I do think I mind. I just told you like I'm playing five games at once. Do you think I really care? I don't.
Exactly. So
Although I'm like what in the last like I feel like in the last what 5 or more years I've been like I don't care so much about new releases unless I'm really fucking hype. So yeah, I don't know. I'm chill about this shit. I don't care. Like I'm interested in it. I want to play it, obviously, but like it takes a lot for me to buy something day one, as
yeah. I was
we
gonna
all know.
say, you're not really the day one buyer.
I'll get to it. I used to be like that though. I used to like be really like, oh my God, I need this game like now. There's and then I realized how much I wanted to play in video games, and I was like, you know what? I'll get to it when I get to it. Like, I can't be stressing about every fucking game I want to play, like, right off the bat, because it's too much. It's way too much.
Yeah, I feel that. But to me, like for me, it depends on the game. There's certain games I'm like, I'm
Of
interested,
course.
but not super hyped, so I'll wait. Especially these days, you wait a couple weeks, it's already a price drop, you know? They go
Exactly.
down. So,
Except for Nintendo.
well,
What?
yeah, except them. When we have those conversations about sales and prices, Nintendo's not even a part of the conversation. I'm not even thinking about them. But yeah, it because they're on their own wavelength over there. Toonday again, thank you so much, Toonday, says, they say, we getting a 3 a.m. network test stream, Erica? LOL. I
That'd be
know,
funny.
that'd be funny if that's the one I could get into. I don't know if they're gonna separate it like that. Like, oh, this is, I'm assuming no. I think once you're
No.
in, it's like you could play whenever. Shoot,
I think they
maybe.
would wouldn't they gradually like add people to the test? You know what I mean? Like they would open it to a couple people and then open it to more and then open it to more.
Depends when those emails go out. Like maybe they'll go in waves, like, okay, some
That's what I'm
emails,
saying.
and yeah. If they do it like that, where it's like they send them the day before or whatever,
Sure.
yeah, I'm sure it'll be like that. Just to kind of test the servers and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. I'll just get in there, run around, check it out, see how it looks. And there was some leaked footage as well. I don't know if you saw it that was out there in
Oh,
the.
was there?
It's like
Oh,
the
it's only
open
open
world.
a few hours at a time. Oh shit. Okay, never mind.
Right. It's like, yeah.
Okay. No, I didn't see that. Does it look good?
It did not. I mean,
Ooh.
graphically it did not, because it was apparently taken from like the Xbox One, which is last gen. I know. So I'm not too hard up on
Man,
it. Like
whatever, dude.
Yeah, it took from
it's gonna
there.
Look better than whatever I've experienced in my life.
And not only that, but the leaker, the tester, whoever it was playing that footage, they said because of like the compression and like how they captured the video, that's what made it look even worse. Yeah. So it just looked a little flat, a little not detailed, but it looked like a From Software game. And you can really see the scope of like how big the world is because they're looking around and you can see the mountains and stuff in the back and the trees, and you're like, dude, if you just look at it that way, it's exciting because it's like, wow, this thing's gonna be huge. I can go explore over there. If you're not a graphics elitist and you can get past how it looks and you're not gonna be nitpicking on a freaking test Xbox One footage taken from a who knows what they used to record. If you can get past that and think realistically, it looks great.
Look fine.
Yeah, it looks awesome. Like scope-wise, scale-wise.
Scope-wise, I want to get that Ocarina of Time comparison. Let's go.
Ocarina of Time or Breath of the Wild?
Ocarina of Time. Either or.
Okay.
Both.
Okay. Yeah, because they're comparing it to Breath,
I don't
Breath
know.
Of the Wild.
I don't know how big Breath of the Wild is. I've never played it.
I haven't played it. Yeah.
And I know Ocarina of Time is super small, but it feels big.
It felt big back then.
Yeah.
But I don't know about now. One of these days I need to go back and play Ocarina of Time. That's one of my
If you're not
faves.
Leaking in 4K resolution, why are you leaking anything at all, man? That's all I'm saying.
You know how it goes with these leaks. Like, I know I've seen like movies and like trailers. Like, oh, here's a leaked trailer. It's on like a freaking flip phone. I'm like, why does it
fucking
always
flip phone?
It looks terrible.
Oh my
every
God, no.
time. So you know, it's nothing new. It's whatever.
Yeah.
But no,
use your imagination.
Yeah, they are comparing this game to Breath of the Wild, though.
Not like in size?
No, not per se the size, but more like the, I guess, scope of things and what you could do and how you could explore.
Oh,
kind of
like
thing.
Interactivity with the environment and stuff?
In that, that sense of like exploration, I think. Yeah.
Sure. Speaking of imagination.
What's up?
How about that Uncharted trailer, though?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
You saw it, right?
I saw you react to it, so I saw it. Yes.
That's the only... You didn't... Okay, so what'd you think?
I don't know. It looks like it's gonna be a fun movie. It's definitely not... hashtag not my Nathan Drake.
Okay, speak
I
on
feel
it.
So
speak
bad.
On it.
I feel so bad saying that. Like, I know what you're saying. You said in your reaction, like, man, he looks so young. Like, he looks, you know, whatever. He does look really young. And it's not, like, the grizzled, like, broad-shouldered Nathan that we were expecting. And I'm kind of disappointed about that. At the same time, this man looks good. And also, I know he can do a lot of the stunts that he probably did. I don't know how many people can say that because, you know, he's very, I don't know. It looks fun, but it's definitely not what we were probably all expecting from like the acting, like the actor choices. Except Chloe. Chloe looks fucking good.
She looks good. She sounds good.
She sounds good. She looks good. That is Chloe as far as I'm concerned. Like hella, like, yes. It looks fun. It looks like a fun movie. I like action movies like this, adventure movies and stuff, so it's whatever.
It looks fun. That's
it looks fun.
That's a good way to put
and you
it.
Were saying they got the settings down. Dude, the settings look great. Situations look great. Like the action looks great. Fuck yeah, this is gonna be a fun movie.
I wanna see it. The more I watch it
sure,
and
sure.
see the trailer, it looks more entertaining as I watch it.
Also, Antonio Banderas?
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
Oh my God. We love a good Antonio moment? Come on.
I'm an Antonio fan.
Yeah,
definitely.
We all are.
So the main question is,
yeah,
how do you feel about Sully, Mark Wahlberg?
I see, if they... T-Rock has a good point. Is like, y'all forgetting this is a movie not for us. It's a movie. It's for the movie audience. New movie audience. I understand that. I kind of wish they would have aged up both of them, though. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's not enough. Is there not enough? I don't know. It's kind of weird to say, but, like, I feel like there's not enough, like, older. This is so dumb, because it's all just white men. Like, older adventuring. Like, how do I say this?
Like, badass older gentlemen?
Yeah.
Or what do you mean?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it. It's
ageism,
weird in my brain.
Man. It's ageism.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Sure. Why not?
Even with gaming. Even with gaming, it can be, it's like that too a little bit. So we had Sully all distinguished and like
Sully older. In the game. Oh my god. Sully in the game is just so good. So good.
Daddy Sully? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm talking about the lines, obviously. Uh-huh. Like, you were talking about how the lines, like, what he's saying in the trailer are very, like, Nathan Drake. I didn't feel that at all, actually.
No?
I was like, oh, this is, I don't know who's writing this script, but it doesn't feel Uncharted to me. You know what I mean? Like, this, the charm of Uncharted for me is in the lines between the characters. Like, sure, the action, whatever, because it's a video game. Mm-hmm, but, like, mm-hmm. I always thought the writing in Uncharted was, like, really good. Like, actually movie level, because those games felt like I was playing in a movie. But
the dialogue, like,
it just got better with time too,
right?
Like the script in Lost Legacy is like one of the best game scripts, whatever you want to call it, in like so long. Like, it's so good.
Yeah,
but I don't know, like, I guess I'll have to see the whole movie to see if it, you know,
yeah,
lives up to that.
Because I said it during that set piece moment, you know, where it's like the airplane, mm-hmm. and the crates are falling down and he's trying to hang on and everything.
Sure.
He kind of said a couple things in between.
He said, like, so when he's like falling out of the plane, I think he says like something like Jesus Christ or something. It's like Nathan Drake would be like, oh shit, and like, you know.
Well, it's gonna be, know? Like PG. I mean, I don't know if they're gonna go that far.
And I was like, that's weird. Like, I don't think.
Did he say that in there? I don't remember.
I thought that's what he said. I'll have to watch it.
I just remember him saying, like, he was like, oh, no, 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 no. And he's like falling off the thing. I'm like, oh, that's kind of neat. You know,
that's
neat. And then the guy that, what was he, like Scottish or something? He's like saying something. And then Nate was just like,
I like how you're like, he was saying something. I understood it. I don't.
I didn't. He wasn't. I said, huh, too, because I'm like, what did he say? So I feel like those.
He says,
moments...
"Oh crap!" Okay.
I still
think he should have cussed though. You know what I mean? It's because it's gonna be aged down. And
it'll
shit.
Be PG-13. I mean, it's gonna have its action, but it's not gonna be like bloody or anything. I mean, I doubt it.
Oh, then that's not gonna be fun at all.
I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong. But as far as like them shooting guns and stuff, I doubt it's gonna be that gory. I doubt it.
No.
I wonder how many people he's going to kill in that movie.
Like zero.
You think?
One, maybe.
Because the game, I mean, you're killing everybody.
I know. Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting to see.
But it's going to be nuts.
If it's really for, like, you know, kids and stuff, then yeah, it's probably.
Are the bad guys the same? Wait, who are the bad guys? Like, what?
I'm thinking.
Is it the same as the game? Like, I don't remember the bad guys from the game right now.
Oh, I don't remember their names. I don't freaking remember their names. Yeah.
Is one of them supposed to be Nadine? Is that who that chick is supposed to be?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's her. Ooh, if they do bring in Nadine, though, ooh.
Bro!
That's gonna be sick.
Shoulders Nadine, let's go.
Ripped Nadine?
Ooh!
I can't wait if that, you know, happens.
They should have done Lost Legacy, like, fuck off.
Yeah, just make a Lost Legacy movie.
Dude, Lost Legacy would do so well.
Because the chicks?
I mean, that and also Nadine.
I mean, just Nadine, like, in general, yeah.
I just want that to be a movie so bad. I mean, obviously I want all of them to be movies, but, like, Lost Legacy is my favorite. And also, it's too short. Like, that game is way too short. I need more. I need more of that in my life.
You mentioned, you know, because Tom Holland, he's so young, right? And I said in my reaction to him, like, he's like a little boy. Like, I just want to pinch his cheeks. You know, he's cute.
Right?
He's just cute. Like, I feel like you... I feel... This is gonna sound crazy, and I thought you were gonna say it, so I'm just gonna say it. But like, I feel like it's kind of disappointing. We can't really like lust after him. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
not Big Daddy Nate. It's
No, I
like this
get it.
little
I get
boy,
it.
you know?
That's where I'm at too. Yeah, no, it's gonna be very like female gazey of us right now. But like the whole thing with Nathan is that he's supposed to be a bombshell and shit.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like with Tom, it's like, yeah, he's too young for me to no.
He's like
I don't know
25,
how to. Is
but
he? Oh my
yeah,
God. He's
apparently.
so young. And I'm not even like that much older than him, and I'm like, holy shit. I don't know.
He's cute, but he's not like
Right?
I can't watch the
That's
movie
why
and be like
it's gonna be a good movie, but it's like I wanted a grizzled older Nathan Drake to take the stage, you know what I mean? And also Sully. And a Sully to match.
A Sully that's not Mark Wahlberg. I'm
Silver
trying to lust
Fox.
after freaking
Where's my
Marky
Silver
Mark.
Fox Sully then? I need Silver Fox Sully in my movie.
Yeah,
God damn it.
I know it's gonna sound wild. People are gonna be like, "Huh?" But no,
Yeah. It's a I don't
yeah,
know.
it's a
It's weird.
thing. It's a
And
thing.
I get it's supposed to be for moviegoers, blah blah blah, but like, bro, why are you gonna put like how are you gonna put the Uncharted name on it if this is what you're giving us? Like it you know, I don't know. Like if you don't even have Silver Fox Sully, it's not Uncharted.
Yeah, not having the mustache and everything. I don't know. This is gonna be weird.
I don't know.
I'm gonna
Until yeah,
watch
the
it.
mustache. Oh my God, I forgot about the mustache.
Huh?
I forgot about the mustache.
Yeah, no facial
Amazing.
hair, nothing.
Amazing.
But I mean, it looks entertaining. So I'm gonna
It
check it
looks
out.
entertaining.
Yeah.
Who the fuck? Okay, so like, okay, I was thinking about this when the trailer was on. Who the fuck would be Sam?
That's a good question. They were
His
asking me in my
brother.
chat. Yeah, I couldn't come up with the answer.
I
I
can't
don't
come up with
know.
them either. I thought you had one, but the I've been trying to think of one. I'm like, I can't.
Because he'd have to be older.
He's
He'd be
a little bit
older.
older. How much older is he than Nathan, technically? Is he like
I don't
five,
remember.
four,
Maybe
five
people in the
years
chat
older?
know.
I don't remember.
I thought it was a good few years because he was, yeah. Nate was like little when they did the flashbacks and stuff. Didn't they do
Oh, was
flashbacks?
Sam like a teenager in those flashbacks? I forget. Chris Evans for Sam.
Chris
No,
Evans.
Chris Evans is too straight
Bringing all the
laced for Sam. Sam,
superheroes, is that
here's the
what
thing. Sam needs to be chaotic as fuck energy. You know what I mean? Because that's what Sam is. Sam is chaotic as hell. Like he's a mess.
you're doing?
You can't have Chris Evans. I mean, you could. It would be interesting and weird, but I don't think Chris Evans could be Sam. I think Sully's the same.
I thought he was doing a typo and saying Sully's the same age as
Oh my
Sam or
God.
something, and no, he
Oh
said me.
my
Next topic.
God. Well, that's all the topics we have for
We're
today.
done.
I don't have any more. Honestly. Oh my God.
Chris Evans is chaotic in real life. I
He
mean,
is in real life, but that's not like the image. When you think of Chris Evans, you don't think of that so
don't
much.
think
You know what I
of
mean?
that.
Like, if I'm like. The only chaotic person I could even like think of to put in there is Ryan Reynolds.
Oh
Like, you know what I
no,
mean?
not Ryan Reynolds.
Why not Ryan? Ryan's great.
I'm
Canadian.
not too big a fan of
Crazy.
Ryan.
You aren't?
I'm not.
Man.
I feel like he's the same all the
Mel
time.
Gibson could be good. Oh, Mel Gibson is Sully.
Mel Gibson? Isn't he like low? Isn't he canceled?
Is he canceled?
I think he's
Fuck.
been canceled, yeah, for a
Oh, darn
minute.
it. Well, fuck him then.
I'm just kidding. How about this would be terrible. Throw Nicolas Cage in there. That's chaotic as heck, man. Throw him in
That's
there.
the worst answer
Throw Nicolas Cage in there,
Fucking
freaking.
Nicolas
Throw him in there. Throw The Rock in there as a bad guy. Like
No!
just freaking throw everyone in there.
Dude,
Nicolas Cage,
fucking
man.
Nick Cage, bro. The callbacks,
Ooh,
you
Bryan
know, Nick Cage.
Cranston. Bryan Cranston, they
Wait, who's Bryan
said.
Cranston? I'm really bad with names
He's
and
from
faces and stuff.
Breaking Bad. Heisenberg. He's
Oh,
the main character.
I've never seen him with hair.
He was on Malcolm in the Middle back in the day. He was the
Oh,
father.
that's right.
Yeah, he had hair then.
Oh, dude, he would make a good Sully, though.
I love Heisenberg, Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
Huge
He would
Breaking
look.
Bad fan.
He would be good. He would be good.
I thought he was T-Rog.
I'm
Didn't he
still
have like a
dying. I'm
rage?
still
Didn't
dying for
he go into a rage or something? I feel like Mel Gibson like had something wild that happened or something like that.
that.
I don't know. Anyways, we talked about that long enough, I think. Basically, quick
Yeah.
synopsis. We are disappointed that Nathan
A
Drake
little disappointed.
is not more older and distinguished and hot for us to look at. But anyways, next topic.
It's very true.
What are we doing?
We don't have any of our topics. That
God
was
of
it,
War.
dude. Hey, God of War, you put that in there? Oh shit, I
That's
forgot
like the
about
biggest
that.
topic of the week.
Nah, fuck that shit. That's just old news.
It?
Yes, what are you talking about?
Going to
What,
PC.
you're gonna tell me you didn't see that coming?
No, I'm not gonna tell you that. We said it on this show.
We did.
We said
We
it multiple
literally we called
times.
it. We called it. I don't know what to say about it, man, honestly. Like we fucking already said it was gonna happen and it happens. So, like, what up? Is everybody mad about it? Is that what we're talking about it?
I mean, there's a few out there. It's always like that.
Whatever. They need to get over themselves. Fuck it.
Because I've been hearing people say things like, yeah, this is the most iconic franchise of, PlayStation's catalog. It's like
Sure. Yeah.
when you
It's their
think
Sonic,
of,
basically.
right, you think of the faces of PlayStation, the
Sure, sure,
characters, and
sure.
it's like Kratos is like a big
Yeah.
one. So is
Sure.
Nathan Drake. I mean, Uncharted is going PC as well. So it's like, oh, now they get God of War. But like you said, we knew it was happening, and it's not the biggest surprise.
It's not, yeah, it's not a surprise. No, not by any stretch. But I don't know. Like, obviously, people gonna hate. Haters gonna hate.
You gonna double dip? You gonna buy it again?
No. I don't usually double dip on stuff, period. So
Yeah.
it's not for me, but it's for the PC people who just don't have consoles or don't care about consoles, really. That's all it is. That just means they're gonna bring more over. So if they're bringing
Yes.
Kratos over, they got shit lined up. They got it all.
I need them to bring Returnal.
Ooh, yeah, Returnal would be good on PC. People would go nuts for that shit.
I need to see it on PC. I would replay it again for sure.
With the 4K, everybody would be on 4K with that. It'd be nuts.
Don't have 4K, but 1440p.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah. Even just upscaled, like it would be crazy.
And of course the obvious Bloodborne, but I'm tired of saying it. I'm tired of saying it.
Tired of saying it.
Yeah.
Bloodborne for PC. Yep.
Because it's always rumored over and over and over and over. PC port, 60 frames, PS5 remaster. It's ongoing and I'm so tired. And I just, until it's in my hands, whatever. All right? That's kind of where I'm at with the Bloodborne stuff. But I do want to have, I do want, I mean, obviously that's on the list. But Returnal, I think, will be on there too. At some point. Hopefully. I need that.
I'm confused at Spencer's comment. Nintendo doesn't put their first party stuff on PC at all.
Yeah, that's not happening.
That would never happen.
It's not happening. Not anytime soon.
No, that's the reason they sell so much, is because their first party stuff is really is so strong that they literally can't. If they put it on, can you imagine like Mario Odyssey on PC? Like legit. Like not like, cracked or stolen, like emulated or whatever.
Right.
That'd be nuts. That'd be weird. Can you imagine seeing the Steam page for Mario?
I can't even picture it. Like
Odd.
it just seems so like fake in my mind. Like if I feel like
It would feel fake.
it's photoshopped in my brain. If it's in my brain, it looks
No.
photoshopped. You know what I mean? Like
You
it's
know,
so not
yeah.
happening. That's how fake it would be.
I think it'd be, you know what? If they ever did, which they would never. If they ever did it, Nintendo would do that stupid thing where they would make their own like eShop page. Like they would have their own store, like that
Yeah.
you couldn't buy it anywhere else. Kind of like Xbox with like the Microsoft store. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? They would have one of those.
But even to get to that, because
even to get there,
when it comes to most things, Nintendo is always far behind, like technology wise, and like the standards of like online gaming. All they're so slow when it comes to stuff. So even if they wanted to, or like the fans really wanted it or something, add like 10 years to the equation, and then add another 20 years because it's Nintendo. Like, that's kind of where it's at. It's like, it's just, they're behind. So it's not out of the realm. Like, it could happen someday, but I think I'll be like 60 years old or something. I'm gonna be old.
Not that old, but okay.
But you get what I'm saying. Like, it's gonna be a minute. They're gonna be behind for a minute.
If they ever decide to do it, because honestly, they make too much money for that shit. They don't care, I'm sure.
I mean, you see the Switch is killing it. The PS5 barely outsold it for the first time because it was a Switch constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's killing it. It's selling a lot.
How about that OLED screen, though?
The SWOLED? They're calling it the SWOLED.
No, it's funny. I was like, I was playing my Switch in handheld mode, and I just realized how big the bar is around the screen. Like, I just realized it because I had been seeing like pictures of OLED and stuff and that and whatever, and I'm like, eh. I don't know if I care enough, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe if it had better battery life. I think I mentioned that before. It's the fact that it doesn't have more battery life and they haven't fixed their Joy-Cons yet, man. Like, come on.
Oh yeah, I have serious drift going on because you know I got my Switch out to play Metroid and I was like, let me just start it on handheld.
I've got my Hori controller and this works really well. So
nice.
I use that most of the time, anyways. It's got hella battery life on that thing. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, the Pro controller, which I still can't find, by the way. I don't know where it's at.
I guess this is a Pro controller, dude. It's made by Hori, which is like. They make, like, fighting sticks and controllers and shit, which is high-quality shit, but...
Yeah, I remember them. But, yeah, that Pro controller, though, like, I can only speak on the official one, but it's... Sure. That battery life was insane.
Yeah.
Like, so good, and it always made me wonder, like, what's up with these other controllers? Like, why isn't PlayStation or Xbox like this? Because, Xbox is batteries. At least for mine, they take batteries. I'm still with the batteries on these Xbox controllers.
It takes batteries?
I plug it in because I play at my PC, but if I were to go, like, in the living room or something and, like, want wireless...
The fuck year is this?
2021, man. Batteries, Xbox is batteries. Bro. Yeah.
God damn it.
So, I have rechargeables, but still, I mean, who wants to know about that? But I just plug it in anyway, so I'm not going to complain that much because my situation's different, but it's a thing.
Fair.
But the PlayStation controllers, I look at them more because they're the ones that are chargeable or they're, like, you know, wireless, and they don't last long at all.
Nope.
Yeah, it's not, like, the worst ever, but they don't last very long.
To where you're talking about the 5 ones?
The 4, both. 4 and 5.
Oh, yeah. I mean, mine is old. But mine's a, what was that? Wait, what was, is it DS4 that came with the 4? Am I stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
4 and
5. 4. The 4, it's just old right now. So I feel like the connection where I plug it in is kind of shoddy. Like, it's kind of loose or something in there. But other than that, I mean, it works fine. Yeah, the charge is not the greatest, but, like, whatever.
They're saying, like, the light bar is battery draining. Yeah, you could, like, turn it down, I think. You could dim it and stuff.
You can't turn it off? I can't remember.
I thought you could.
I think you could turn it off, too, but I don't know.
I don't remember that.
At least when I'm playing it on, obviously, same thing. When I'm playing it on my PC, I just plug it in. Like, I can only play it wireless on my PC because I don't have I don't have the whole setup for the whatever. What is it? Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. Yeah. No, I don't do Bluetooth.
I don't have that. It's whatever. It's easier to just plug it in and play. Don't care.
Yeah, I feel like everybody who I've ever, like, played games with, if they're using Bluetooth, they have issues all the time. I hear them like, oh, my controller, this, this, and that. I'm like, well, mine's just plugged in. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
that's a you problem. It's just easy. I'm literally right here, and I have my consoles right here. This is where I game. I don't game on the TV or nothing like that. So to me, it's whatever. Yeah. I just plug it in. It's no biggie.
Yeah, my PS4 is off screen right there. So
yeah,
it's super easy to me for me to just plug it in. If it needs to be charged anyways, I'll just plug it in. I'm here. So
speaking of that, I mean, just real quick, the whole like, because I was gonna say like, man, this is like the gaming station. Like, all my gaming has been done on this computer, like this desk or this room. For years. Yeah. And I thought about it the other day. I was like, man, the whole TV experience, like with the exception of
what the fuck is that, man?
Yeah, like
the
with
TV
the
experience. I think, I don't know what that is anymore.
With the exception of like playing with family, because like I'll show like my uncle a game or vice versa. We play a game or something. With the exception of that, I don't game on TV no more at all. Like the couch and the TV, I haven't done that in years. It's crazy.
Yeah. Couch and TV, yeah. I haven't done that since, when I first moved here and I didn't have my computer, so.
That just goes with, like, being content creators, because, like, you're a streamer, I do videos and stuff, and I stream, so it's like, everything is here.
Everything. And it's crazy.
It's a trip, yeah.
Yeah, I've got my TV off screen this way, and the console is here, so it's weird, but that's just how my plugins are. And, yeah, I sit in this chair and I just play games on my TV right there.
And it's funny because like I have my S, right? And I plugged it out, and when I first got it, I was like, let me download some stuff. I was working out there in the living room. I was like, so I plugged it in there and I was downloading things, and I downloaded Battlefield 5. That was one of the games I downloaded because Game Pass, right? I'm like, it's my lunch break. Let me play a couple matches, right? On the TV couch, I'm leaning back. The TV's kind of far away.
Nope.
I thought I needed a new prescription on my glasses. I'm like, I cannot see anything. I'm just not used to it no more. It just looked bad to me. Like, I can't play on TVs no more. I was like, damn. I'm ruined.
Erica got that super high refresh rate on her fucking monitor. She can't see shit now.
It's like, I'm ruined. I couldn't see nothing. I was like, I'm not doing this ever again.
She's like, I'm blind, dude. Can't do it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought that was funny because I know that
is funny.
When that's some crazy. People don't want to play on PC, I do notice they'll say that sometimes. Well, I just want to be on my couch and I want to be on my TV. It's like, I'm over here like, damn, can't relate no more because I don't have that anymore. Even. I've been doing this so long and like working at a desk and playing games at a desk. I can't even do it no more. It's wild.
Yeah. Especially when half your games are on the PC anyways. It's like,
yeah,
whatever.
Does this mean I'm Master Race now, or am I almost there? Maybe.
I mean, pretty close. Yeah.
It's funny how we barely even talked about this God of War thing. There's not much to say, I guess.
Honestly, there's nothing to say.
Not much to say. At least between
us. What
are we
going
to say? Because we're kind of on the same page. Like, whatever.
We already knew what was happening. Fuck it. I like God of War. Sure, give it to the PC people.
How do you feel about this statement? Because I was in one of those Twitter spaces the other day. Have you been in one of those yet?
I haven't, because everybody does them when I'm at work and I can't fucking get in there.
One of these days, me and you should do one, like when we can, like a backlog extra. Anyways, they were talking about this situation, the God of War thing, and some people were a little peeved. They're like, oh, you know, they don't want it to go to PC. So they had a debate or something. And because Blaze was in there, remember Blaze? I put that clip. I retweeted it. Remember he said he was going to chop his PS4 in half? Remember? You were there.
I was there.
I almost invited him on today. Shout out to Blaze. I was thinking to have you on, but he's been on so many podcasts. He was actually on one earlier. I'm like, I'm going to let that man rest and let him chill because he's been talking about this all week.
Sure.
But he did say on our show that if God of War went to PC, he would chop or he would saw his PS4 Pro
in half.
So I don't know if he's going to do it. He says he is.
He better deliver.
You think?
Blaze, if you're listening, man, you got to deliver. You said it. We have evidence. We have the receipts. You know what? Come on.
Yeah. So that's the expectation. People are giving him a hard time. Like, come on, Blaze. record it, do it live. You know, they want to see it. But anyways, the reason I'm like bringing it up is, yeah, because it was Blaze. He was here. He said that, and shout out to him. I think he overall is okay with it being on PC, but in their mind, you know, with the PlayStation crowd, they're like, well, it's gonna devalue it, and you know, they don't want to devalue the system. But that Twitter space that he had and we were in, someone in there said God of War was the best game of last generation. And I was like,
Oh shit.
I was like, really? Okay, you think so? And they're like,
Best.
yes, best game of last generation. I was like, no. I was like, it's a good game. It's a very good
It's a good
game.
game. It is a good game.
But what do you think about best of the whole generation?
Best? Well, I can't think of anything else to put in that, but it's not the best. I know it's not that. It's weird.
Granted, you do play a
It
lot
is
of
really good.
old games. Like there's games from
I have a
like
lot of games to get through. Oh
right, there's games from last gen you haven't played. Like Red Dead Redemption 2, have
yeah.
you played it?
I have touched it because a friend had it.
Okay, but you
But
haven't like
I haven't
beat
like
it.
played the
Yeah.
whole thing.
I'm just gonna name
Yeah.
a few. Persona 5. Haven't played it, right? See? And what else?
It. I don't
I mean,
haven't played
they're like just from my personal list, I mean, games I really loved, like Dark Souls 3. You didn't play it.
No.
I said Red Dead. What else? Persona 5, Bloodborne. Oh, yeah, you don't like Bloodborne. but you know, there's other things. There's the Lost Legacy. You played Lost Legacy. Uncharted 4. I mean, there's so many games you could like come up
So many,
with.
so many.
But I know some of them, the big ones, like you did not play. So for
Oh yeah.
you, that's why I was curious, like, what do you think about the statement?
Again, I don't have anything to put in its place, but I know it's, I wouldn't put it as the best. It's hard to put something at the best, you know what I mean? Especially of a generation when there's so many damn things happening. It's almost like you need to like separate everything by genre and then have like in that genre like top five. Like it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's hard to pin certain games against each other when they're so different. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God of War being the best though. Yeah, I don't know. It's a really solid game. It's really good.
Yeah.
Really good. But like, I don't know. As action games go, sure, why not? Whatever. No, I don't know.
Yeah, like I wasn't mad at the statement. I was like, oh, okay. I asked him like, oh, for reals, you think that? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. Anyway, I forget their name and shout out to them. I'm sorry if I don't remember your name. It wasn't Blaze. It was somebody else. But they were like, yes, best game of the generation. I was like, oh shoot, okay.
That's such a broad statement too.
People, they're set on certain games. Like, especially if they only play on that system. Of course, they're gonna have that one
Oh
game.
yeah.
It's just the go-to all the time. For me, it's
Sure.
like games come to my mind. Like obviously Bloodborne comes to my mind, but then I'm like, but wait a minute. I really, really love these other games too. Like I would have to think about it. I'd have to make like a list, pros and cons. Like I'd have to really think about it if I wanted to give like a definitive.
Yeah.
I can give you a top five or a top 10, like that's
Sure.
easier, but to
And
pick
then, like,
number one, shoot.
oh my God.
Crazy.
And then, like, Horizon Zero Dawn, and, like,
Ew.
and, like, Tomb Raider and stuff, you know?
Ew. No, I'm just kidding. They're, like, yeah, Rise of the Tomb Raider.
I'm just throwing out games, you
Oh.
know? But, like, yeah, there's, I mean, obviously, some people are gonna like Tomb Raider over, God of War and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Horizon Zero Dawn probably more than God of War, just because I don't know, I had more invested in it. I was more invested in it than, I mean, not to, they're pretty on par actually. You know what? Now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, God of War and Horizon Zero Dawn kind of on par for me. Like they're really close in quality and like storytelling and like how much I'd like them. I don't know.
It is a great game. And it was funny too, because Blaze, he had mentioned like Xbox doesn't really have like games for us to bring up in that conversation. Like, because yeah, because last gen was so bad and like they didn't really have games. I'm like, well, they had Ori, you know, they had Gears. But as far as like something to go against like God of
It's all
War
because
or.
they, it's all, you know what it is? It's all because they killed Scalebound, man.
Oh man, I really wanted that game.
I really wanted that game for the Xbox people. I
I
wanted that game to
wanted
happen
that
for them.
game. That was tough. I think that's when it really started to hit me. Like, yeah, the Xbox kind of in trouble right now. Like, what is going on over there? I remember thinking that,
Right?
and I did a video
They
on
made a
it.
big mistake with that. That was a turning point for them, and I don't think they realized that.
Yeah, that was kind of wild.
That lost a lot of things. Like, there was other games. I know we always talk about like that one specifically, but I know wasn't there another one that was really big that they didn't deliver on too? Am I crazy?
There was like Quantum Break and like Rise, which I thought is underrated. It's actually a decent game, but these games never got sequels, or like stuff would happen, like it wouldn't do well, so then it wouldn't get a sequel. We'd get forgotten, and then they'd remaster some game that nobody cares about. And they just had like a tough generation last year, or last gen, like just from the beginning. So now it's like they're turning the corner a little bit. This gen, I think I'm excited because like I feel like all three are firing in different ways. It's good. It's good right now. Yeah.
No, it's I like yeah, I like the direction it's all going, but
What?
and just bring back Scalebound, damn it.
Yeah. That game looked
Goddamn.
cool.
That
I
game looks
remember
so
us
cool.
talking about it. Like, I remember you saying you would
Yeah.
play it with me or something like that. I remember because it was co-op.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. Well, because, you know, because we were talking about it, because, like, obviously it's going to come to, like, it would have come to console, but then it would have been on PC too. That's the
Yeah.
thing with Microsoft, right? So that was my whole, like, thing. I was like, oh man, I know I'm not going to be able to play on console, but on PC. So.
It's funny though. But yeah, it's funny how like I'll be in these conversations. Like I don't go in those spaces very much. It's kind of like a new thing. They get out of hand. Some people are in them all the time. Shout out to you guys out there not playing games. No, but they'll just be in
Not
there.
playing games,
They'll just be in
talking
there.
about gaming.
Listen, I wanted to have Brap on the show. I'm gonna throw a shot at Brap right now. Shout out
Oh
to
shit.
Brap. We've had him on
Shit.
before, and
Oh, that's who you were trying to get?
he's been meaning to be on again, and
Bro,
he.
Brad be dodging us now? What the fuck, man? No, I'm just kidding.
But
Go on.
he had a space one time that said, I think it was titled, So Many Games, So Little Time.
And you're talking about the games?
I retweeted him. I took like a little screenshot. I was like, I'm
Sure.
bored at work. I'm like, let me mess with
I
Brap
think
real
I saw
quick.
this
Yeah.
tweet. Yeah, go.
I'm like, so all these, so little time, but you in spaces and not playing a game right now. Like, so I threw a shot at him. He's funny.
That's funny as
But I
hell.
did want to have
Oh
him
my
on
God.
today because of like the Elden Ring stuff and then the God of War thing. He's all
Sure,
PC
sure.
Master Race and stuff, but he says, I think he's low key pony, but he no, it's just I tease these guys because it's like, man, you could be, like, do you guys not work? What's up? What's going on? No, it's all
Right.
jokes, but they get out of hand a little bit. There's a lot of that stuff going on, and I actually went in there to talk for once, and it went from this Sony conversation, God of War, and then it was like Xbox comes up. So we always end up hearing about Xbox. I'm being hostile
Darn
towards Brap. No, I love Brap.
it.
Shout out to Brap. That's the homie.
I had a thought and now
That's the
it's gone.
homie.
Damn it.
Oh, my bad.
No, it's okay.
Was it about Brap?
No. Oh, it was the people who are actually playing games are the people who are quiet about talking about them. Because you're playing.
Okay. Does our podcast count? Like, if we're here talking about them?
I could be playing Genshin
True. But no,
I
that,
mean,
yeah,
we
I
do
get what you're
it every 2 weeks,
saying.
you know what I mean? But, like, you know,
I get what you're
I don't know.
saying.
Sometimes, not all the time, but, like, you know, some of the people who talk the most only play like a couple of games.
Ooh, I like this. I like that statement. I co-sign. I'm co-signing that statement. Yeah, there's a lot of people who do talk. I mean, I've vented many times about
Sure.
that. And
Play games and watch at the same time. Not, dude, I'm amazing at multitasking. I am. Ooh, it's everywhere. It's crazy.
all I'm gonna say about that, and this goes with just like anything, if you're as somebody who does YouTube and streams, If I did not stream and only did YouTube, there is not time for gaming. There's just not. When I'm making a video, I'm choosing to not game. It's a sacrifice, and sometimes I get resentful in that way, like if the video doesn't do well, because I'm like, damn, man, I could have been playing, I could have been streaming. But you really though, like when I did not stream as much as now, and I was just mostly YouTube, and then I would go to work, or I would go to school or whatever. Heck no, I was losing gaming time, big time. So I know for a fact these
Like,
people editing, and which is not a bad thing.
I
Hey
get it.
man, if they want to make
I get it.
videos, shoot, do your thing. Everybody's different, but for me personally, that's the one of the main reasons I didn't go super hard with YouTube and like upload every day, because yeah, I would never be able to game. There's just no way, unless I didn't have a job. But I work full time. I went to school for a while. Like, I was always pressed for time. So I was like, I need to game and maybe do one video a week or something like that. Like, just trying to hang on, trying to hang on and keep my channel alive. Like, it was like that. It was rough, man. So
No,
I,
it's
you
hard.
know, so I understand, like, if people really want their YouTube to survive or to grow, it's like they gotta sacrifice. If they really love gaming, they gotta sacrifice gaming time. And I
And
know it's,
also,
you know, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say it's like, and then like the not all of the time, but a lot of people who are really big on YouTube or whatever, who are gaming, whatever, they'll have like, they only have like two or three games, like tried and true, because that's all they have time for. Like, they don't have time for any other things. So it's a trade-off, and it's rough. It's like, sure, we're sitting here talking about games, and I've got like five games on that I'm playing at the same time. But I'm not making content on them. Like, the most I make content, quote, is like I stream, but that's pretty
I think
much
that's why
it.
I
That's
love
easy
streaming so
shit.
much. Yeah, streaming is like you get both. You're making
And then
content and
everybody who doesn't
playing.
stream is like, streaming so fucking hard, what the hell? And I'm like, yes, I understand that. But as content creation goes, streaming is the easiest of the ways to get it done. You know what I mean? So.
It's wild. Like, I could talk about it for days, but like I know it sounds so obvious and like goes without saying. I'm sure even for the viewers it's like, well, duh, yeah, you're gonna edit and stuff. But no, I mean, I really want to emphasize, like, there's been times I remember I would start a game and then I would force myself to stop because I know I wanted to do a first impressions video. So I'd have to turn off the game, fire up the
Write down.
mic, and this was back like when I
Oh yeah,
did
you don't write down scripts and stuff. You don't write down your.
I would do bullet points.
You do bullet points.
Yeah, I would do that, but back when I was like worse at this, so what I mean is like my videos were not as good. I didn't have like a, how do I put it, like a routine yet. I was still finding my voice and still sucking. It would take hours to do a video for me because I would repeat myself or I wouldn't like a certain part and I would re-record it. I would sometimes scrap an entire video, Char, because I didn't like it, and then redo it. And you know how many hours I would lose from
So
life?
much. So much.
I used to struggle with that stuff. Now I'm so fine-tuned now. I knock it out. But see, it took all that failure and like learning and being horrible, and then now I'm like a machine. I just pump it out. And then I'm like, okay, and then now I can go back to playing or whatever. So I'm good now, but man, for a lot of YouTubers, I could only assume they're going through that or they've been through that to where it's like they ain't playing no games because they're working on these videos, they're editing, and then if they're super hard at the editing, like they're going in, I mean, it takes hours, you guys.
It
Hours.
does. I've got a
It's
video. What was
crazy.
it? 20, was it my 20 games of 2020 in 2020? Video that took so long to edit. It was a lot. It was so much because I had to find the clips of everything because I didn't have clips for every game. So I had to like download trailers and like get the gameplay and like all that. And then I needed to do the voiceover, and then I needed to put in the text for each one, which was like total game time and like blah blah blah. Took me like probably a whole damn month to edit that shit together.
Damn.
Because, I mean, I'm not used to it. I don't edit. What's editing? I don't
you're,
do that.
Yeah,
I don't
have you're a streamer channel. At your core.
I'm a streamer.
You're a streamer.
I don't have I should be uploading, like, clips and shit to my YouTube, but man.
You know what I realized about myself these past couple days? Like, because I started with YouTube, but I'm a streamer at heart. I'm a freaking streamer because even back...
It's just because it's easier, Erica. Do you not get any rewarded like, feelings out of making a video?
Well, if it does really well, yeah. But see, the thing with making videos, and this is the cold hard truth that sucks so bad. Like, I'm letting you guys in, man. What's up, Mark? I see you in the chat, by the way. It's good. There's things I've done with the editing on my videos that I bet you nobody noticed. Like, when I would do transitions from like certain gameplay moments or like. If I'm talking about something in the game, I'm showing exactly what it is. People don't understand how hard that is to find the right gameplay clip for what I'm talking about. Because I had to go through all my footage and find, oh, when I'm talking about the parry in the game or talking about blocking and using a certain shield.
Notice that shit, by the way. I'm the one of those
people. See, I appreciate
you. She does this. When she's talking about bosses or whatever, there's a boss. There's a boss in the screen. It happens. Go back and watch her because she does that. It's great.
I like that you said that. I'm happy you said that. Because I hope people did notice, but I always assumed they didn't because they never said anything. Yeah. I never got compliments on it. It didn't get no views. You know what I mean? Rough, man. I've been through... Like, YouTube, I love it, man, but I used to have those moments where I did all kinds of work on stuff and then it would just, like, fall flat. Like, nobody watched it. Whew, the good days, you know? But it's a grind, man, and I always wondered, like, man, I don't think anybody notices this stuff. I don't think anyone knows how long this takes, text, like you said something about the text, like...
Dude, text is really hard.
When I used to do my boss ranking videos and I would put like number 21 and I put the boss name, that for every single boss, like a couple hours or something to like get everything right, just to get the clips right and then get the text right and know exactly where to, you know what I mean? And then I'm so perfectionist, I would like make sure it's in the right spot. And fade in, fade out.
Same! Oh my god! Oh, I'm just like having flashbacks and making that one video. Oh my god, I did so much on that video.
Then if you have music in the background, it's gotta be the right volume.
I also have... I don't wanna talk about it, man.
We're in therapy right now, Char. Let's go. I'm telling you, man.
You do it more than me. I'm talking about like literally I make one video a year, you know what I mean?
But you understand, man, the struggle. It is wild.
Oh my god.
But man, I tell you, when they hit like those boss ranking videos, when I had that Bloodborne boss ranking video, and it got thousands. Like I think at the time, I don't even know what it was. Maybe 15,000. Let me just say 15,000. That was a lot for me. I was like, holy shit, you know? Like I did that. So when they hit. Ooh, it feels good. It feels so good.
I don't have any bangers. I don't have any.
It's
can't relate
like,
to that.
Finally. Yeah, it's wild.
Erica's like, I'm getting 100 views a video. And I'm like, it's 100 more than that.
I'm still in a roller coaster, man. I'll have a video that gets like 5K. I'm like, cool. And then the next one's like 300 views or something. But it's fine. You know, like I'm at the point... where it's like I understand it is what it is. You don't know when you're gonna hit. You just want to make sure you're consistent with your quality and like who you are, and when you hit, boom, there it is, you know.
I'm gonna turn into a Monster Hunter,
if that makes sense.
A Monster Hunter YouTube channel. It's gonna happen.
Do it.
No,
Merc, thank you so much for the super chat. Said now Kratos ascends to the platform of gods. I wanted to have Merc on here too. Got to get Merc back on here. Wild. And then Hustle, member for 10 months as I'm here, ain't I? I think that's what I call the tier. I'm here, ain't I?
Amazing.
Yeah, let me just respond to Dave. We kind of, well, we're off the rails right now. We're about to wrap up pretty soon, but Dave mentioned you get those 5-minute videos that get like 2K views. Like your Elden Ring. Yeah, that's the thing. Okay, let me say this about YouTube. Let me say this about YouTube. You could work for a month. Let's say like you, Shar, a month on your video, right? And you get, how many views did you get? Do you know off rip?
25. I'm looking at it right now. I got 25 views on that video that I worked
You guys
so
put the
many
link to
hours.
that video in the chat so that everyone can go watch it. Do it.
It's like subpar, but yeah, sure you
Do
can
it
watch it.
so we can have some
It's because I'm not
context
an
here.
editor.
But look. Okay, I've never worked that long on a video. Let me just, I guess I could
I,
say.
because I'm not used to it. I just, you
Yeah.
know?
You probably did little bits at a time. Right?
I did do bits
Yeah.
at a time because I had to. Otherwise, I was fucked.
I'll just speak on myself.
Sure.
So like I've had videos like the boss rankings, I spent probably like a week because it was getting the footage, it was writing the script, all the whole thing. You guys can imagine what the steps were. Let's say a week,
Oh yeah.
right?
I did that too, actually. I wrote a script. Shit.
Or let's say, 3 days of three sessions of like 3 to 4 hours. That was probably typical for me, like doing a video like that. And you could do something like that and maybe get, 500 views, 100 views, or something like that. Then, like Dave said, you could do a 5-minute where I just sit down, I speak something real quick, I put a couple pictures in the video, put a
And
title, and
it's like
it takes
thousands.
off. Yeah, it gets like 10,000 views.
It's because it's buzzwords, man.
So you
It's
just
bullshit.
never, you never know,
It's actually bullshit. Like, it's crazy. Like, I could do that. You know what I mean?
Do
I've
it.
got like I've got like I've got like 100 views on a reaction video that I made like long ass time ago. No, I've oh
Reaction
yeah.
videos, people like
Reaction
reaction
videos?
videos.
Bro. No, but it's like K-pop reactions, so it's even better. Because I got the K-pop people. What's up?
Right.
But yeah, like my views are all over the place in terms of like what the fuck even I don't even know what I want my channel to be. That's also a problem. But I don't really use YouTube, so it's like, do I care? Do I really care? Not really. But yeah. That video, I remember working on that video a lot. That 20 games of 2020. And I'm vying to do it again because I'm gonna do 30 games before I'm 30. So that's gonna be an even longer video that I'm gonna have
Damn,
to
that's
figure
gonna be
out how to do.
wild.
It's gonna be nuts. It's gonna be annoying. I'm just not looking forward to it. I'm gonna have to start getting, once I get the new computer set up, I'm gonna have to start immediately getting trailers and stuff so I can actually like put it together. Because that's basically all I need. I just grab trailers. I don't have any gameplay of half of them, so.
YouTube is just a
What are you
trip,
gonna do?
though. I mean, it's, I think about it often.
Yeah.
The whole journey and like, but I did kind of realize about myself, like, man, I wish I started streaming sooner, like consistently, because who knows where I would be for one, right? And because it was in my bones and I didn't realize it. I was so focused on like, oh, I gotta do these videos, I gotta edit and spend all this time editing on a video and it didn't really do that great or whatever. But in a way, it's like I don't regret it because it taught me on a lot of things. I mean, not like I said earlier, I'm fine-tuned now. I knock these videos out, man. Especially like Elden Ring stuff and like those kinds. Like if it's something I'm really passionate about, boom, one take, I'm done. I feel like I'm so on top of like my content. Like right now, I could just knock out any video.
Sure.
But I'm streaming now, so I think streaming, it's like going hand in hand. Like because I'm streaming and like I get to talk to everybody and formulate thoughts on the fly. I think that's kind of helping, and just it's getting me to accept, like, Erica, once you say something, it's out there. Boom, who cares? Don't overthink it. Just freaking say it, do it. So I'm just like in a quick fashion now. So I guess, I don't know. I didn't even know this was all going to come up, but my advice to anybody doing YouTube, or if you're just starting or you just started streaming, like just keep sucking. Keep sucking. You think you suck, keep going. Like you're gonna get better. Your content's gonna improve. And those struggles of like repeating yourself, re-recording, editing, you don't like it, you toss it out the window, start over. Just do it a few times and trust me, it'll get better. Keep sucking, man. It's not a bad thing. It'll be worth it. Okay?
We should end this episode. thanks for coming, everybody.
Yes.
The bit a good one. Somehow we pulled it off. Yes. I don't know. I have no idea how we did that. It's always because we end up talking about content creation of some kind, and then we just, yeah. And then we just pull through.
I always take over the conversations, by the way, Sharp. Tell me to shut up if you want me to, because you got things to say, too.
No.
Like, I'm always curious what you have
funny.
To say.
No, it's funny. I like it. So, anyways, are we good? Did you say all the things you wanted to say today?
No. There's so much I could say.
Too bad we're ending the episode anyways. All right. That's been the backlog. I'm Shar. You can find me at DrinPixeled everywhere. Erica, the people can find you where?
Here on this channel, if you're here live, Erica, it's for the win. Oh,
for
yeah.
For the podcast people, tell them where you
can
find
me. Oh, my bad,
you.
My bad. Yeah, we're on iTunes, Spotify. Is that what you're saying? What are you talking about? Why are you laughing?
Use your words. God damn it. All right. Anyways, yeah.
I was reading chat. I got a little distracted.
You can catch us live at Erica's for the Win, where we record these podcasts. You can find a whole playlist of them if you want more of this content, which is ridiculous. go search us up. Backlog with Erica and Char. On everything, like Erica said, we're on iTunes, we're on what else?
Spotify. Anchor.
Anchor. Yeah, those are the main ones. Yeah, that's all I have to say. We should get out of here.
We should. I know. We're going a little over time. I just love talking about this stuff, man. I think people, they don't realize all of what happens behind the scenes, man. It's wild. I feel for you. If you're a YouTuber, I feel for you. If you're struggling, I've been there. Just keep going.
Erica's here for you guys.
As long as you are happy, you know you're enjoying what you're doing, and you enjoy the grind, keep going. That's all I'm going to say. But yeah, I'm Erica. Erica's for the win. You find me by that name. Oh,
Kirby
yeah.
Did the outro. Get us out of here.
No. I want to say one more thing. I'm like 55 away from 11K, Shar.
50. Why on the podcast, you have the audacity.
It's my podcast. What you mean? This is my channel.
It's my podcast.
It's yours and mine. Terrible grammar right there. It's ours, but it is my platform too.
You don't fucking need me anymore. Eh? That's what I'll see.
Wait, last week, last episode, you didn't need me. Should I remind you about that? We can go, run it back. Run the tape back. No, but I'm seriously. I wanted to say it before I go. Like, if you're new, man, you enjoyed the show, sub to the channel for the backlog. For us, we're almost at 11K. Sharp's
sure.
Pissed.
We're at 11K. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
all right.
Man.
Take us out, man. Get us out of here. You got the button.
It makes me nervous. I just want to. I just want to hit it, and then I don't have to worry about it no more. Man. God. All right, we're out of here.
Bye.
Thank you guys for watching. Hope you have a great night, and appreciate all your support. Love you guys. Peace.